This is the Bible Answers program, which is a frank and earnest discussion of Bible topics. Today's subject is, How Old is Man? The hope for the future of humanity is as bright as the promises of God. Do you know that the Bible is the only book in the world containing an historical record which begins with the first man, gives his name, traces his descendants, and gives their names and ages, and furnishes successive links of chronology for nearly 4,000 years to the point of time at which secular history becomes reliable? Well, it's true. And we are here in the studio to discuss the subject, How Old is Man? But first, these discussions are brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. And now, my first question, Ed, how old is man?
Well, I'm glad that you called attention to the wonderful chronological record which the Bible furnishes. The Dawn Bible Students' Creation Book deals with this subject most clearly, and its findings are so satisfying that I just wish everybody had a copy.
But, Ed, would you say that no weight whatever should be given to the claim of some that man has lived on the earth for hundreds of thousands? Yes, perhaps millions of years.
Well, as you know, Russell, scientists themselves are now beginning to lose faith in those claims. Perhaps you've read about one of the newest of all methods of determining the age of skulls, that is, by the percentage of loss of radioactivity. They claim that this method is just about infallible. By its use, however, they have yet to find human bones that exceed to any great degree the age that the Bible gives for the creation of man.
Well, that's certainly interesting. But, Ed, there must be something upon which the theory of man's great antiquity has been based, or do you think it is all guesswork?
They have no real foundation. The fact is, as every archaeologist well knows, that all indisputable relics of human history vanish when they push their researches backward more than 6,000 years, the time the Bible shows that man was created.
Ed, you spoke of what archaeologists know concerning the most remote relics of human history, and I know you are correct in that statement.
Well, anthropologists have long known that the evidence points to Mesopotamia as the very cradle of civilization. It is here, as the creation book shows, the authentic historical story begins. And from that region, the human race overflowed into various parts of the earth. And for this reason, Mesopotamia is a land of special interest to archaeologists. But you know, Russell, one of the simplest methods of checking the accuracy of the scriptural record concerning the age of man is by figuring the population increase.
What do you mean by that, Ed?
Well, as we have seen, according to the scriptures, Adam and Eve were created a little over 6,000 years ago. If we estimate that the world's population has doubled once every two centuries, then there have been about 31 doublings since Adam's day. And if we take the figure 2, representing the first human pair, and double it 31 times, which would be possible in 6,000 years, it yields a number in excess of 3 billion, which is approximately the present population of the Earth.
And you claim that this is proof that man has lived upon the Earth approximately 6,000 years.
Well, let's figure the matter a little further and see what happens. Let us suppose that man has been on the Earth for 7,000 years instead of the 6,000 assigned by the Scriptures. This would allow for 5 more doublings of the population at the rate of 1 doubling every 2 centuries. If we doubled the 3 billion figure 5 times, it would give us the enormous total of 96 billion people, which should now be living on the Earth instead of a mere 3 billion.
Say, Ed, that's startling when you come to think of it. And what a tragic living room problem the human race would be faced with today if man had been multiplying upon the Earth for, say, 50,000 years or 100,000 years or even 1 million years. Truly, the Bible stands corroborated by plain statistics and by common sense. Thank you very much, Ed, for that point.
Yes, Russell, we can all be glad of that. As has been well said, without the inspired facts of the Scriptures, history would be like rivers flowing from unknown sources to unknown seas. But thank God, under the guidance of the Bible, we may trace these rivers from their springs and see their glorious endings in the ocean of eternity. And we can depend upon the Bible, knowing that he who times the movements of the worlds has just as accurately recorded his timetable of human destiny.
And you know, Ed, the more I study the creation book which you gave me, the more I am impressed with the marvelous accuracy of the Scriptures and the profound scientific truths which it presents.
That's true, Russell. The Genesis account of creation, for example, reveals clearly that the creative days were not 24-hour periods, but long ages of time. The Bible also explains the exact manner in which God rested on the seventh creative day. This in itself is a wonderful truth, which helps to make the entire Bible more understandable.
Ed, I realize that the apparently simple statement found in the Genesis account, in which it is said that God created everything after its kind, is now found by many scientists to be a statement of scientific fact which has stood the test of many ages.
And besides, Russell, when we understand the manner in which man was created in the image of God, as the Bible declares, it helps us to realize more fully than ever that the human race is not a product of evolution, but the direct creation of the all-powerful God of the Scriptures. This point is thoroughly discussed and unshakably established in the creation book. But now our time is up. Will you tell our listeners more about the creation book?
Thank you, Ed. I'll be glad to. I am glad, very glad indeed, to tell our listeners about the creation book, for I know what a treat is in store for everyone who sends for it and reads it. The creation book contains a full and scientific explanation of the first chapter of Genesis, the fall of man, and his ultimate restoration. It shows that restoration, not evolution, is the Creator's provision for a sin-sick and dying race. And here are some of the questions we will find answered in the creation book. How long were the creative days of Genesis? How did God rest on the seventh day, and why did he rest? How was the first human soul created, and of what was it made? Does man possess an immortal soul? Does science agree with the scriptural facts concerning the nature of man? In what sense was man created in the image of God? I might go on and on with questions of vital interest to every truth seeker, questions which are answered understandably and scripturally in the creation book. But these few will give you a very good example of the wide scope of subject matter covered in this faith-strengthening presentation of the facts of creation. You will truly enjoy the creation book. So send now for creation. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. The address again, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Simply ask for the creation book. It will be sent to you free by mail without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.